What's on the employment law horizon for 2020? Looks like 2020 will be another busy year for employment law. We take a look at some of the changes on the horizon taking place primarily in April 2020 this year. Contracts of employment. Employers will have to provide employees with a contract of employment on or before day one of employment. At the moment, the contract can be provided within the first 8 weeks of employment. Contracts will need to be provided to employees and workers. Currently, workers are not legally entitled to a contract. The information required to go in those contracts is expanding. Employers will now have to include information about training and benefits. So employers are going to have to rethink their recruitment practices to prepare for this change. Changes to holiday pay calculations. Currently, if staff have variable hours to calculate their holiday pay, an average is taken over the last 12 weeks. From April, employers will have to take an average over the previous 52 weeks of employment. Employers will have to review their holiday pay calculation arrangements to ensure compliance with these changes. Parental bereavement leave. There will be a new statutory entitlement for parents who have lost a child under the age of 18. Employers will need to consider updating their staff handbooks to reflect this. IR 35. All contractors that fall within IR 35 rules have to be taxed as employees. This is a complex area to look out on our website for a podcast providing an overview of the subject shortly. Zero-hour workers. It is suggested that there will be new legislation to allow zero-hour workers the right to request a more permanent and stable contract after 26 weeks of service. Employers should assess now their use of zero-hour workers. For any further information about any of these changes or any employment-related matters, please contact Hannah Darhill, Director at Morgan LaRoche, on 01267 493 130 or email hdarhill@morganlaroche.com.